You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Bojan to score and Stoke to win in 90 minutes is 7-1, and Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win in the betting at 6-1. Stoke have been quite steadily backed since the market opened for this match. Easy to see why as well, Lee, really. That form in December looks good. They've beaten both Manchester City and Manchester United 2-0 at home, went to Goodison and recorded that incredible 4-3 win. However, they were beaten by West Brom at the weekend, and Tony Pulis seems to have a knack of getting the better of his old clubs. And they did lose at home to Palace in mid-December. But Stoke, they've knocked out Chelsea in this competition already, and they were impressive when they dismantled Sheffield Wednesday in the last round. They're over 2-1 here.
I know, yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, despite having been steadily backed in, they're still the best price of the three on offer. And it's, you know, it's hard to see why you wouldn't go for that straight off the bat. I mean, you know, there are a few things to look at here, I think. One, that Liverpool aren't very good, but they are a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde team at the moment. You know, you watch them one week and they look great, and then the next week they don't look very good at all. Strange. He hasn't quite got them going yet, and I don't think he's quite put his stamp on the team yet, Klopp. So, you know, can you trust them at 6-4 going to Stoke, as you say, who are playing really well? I mean, they've only failed to score in one of the last 13 League Cup games. Scored 25 goals in that time. However, this season, they've scored the fewest goals in the competition of the teams left. They've only scored 5. Liverpool don't concede many at all. They've only conceded one goal, exactly one goal, in the last 5 away League Cup games. Haven't conceded twice on the road in this competition since 2009, when they lost 2-1 to Arsenal. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I think Stoke will win it. I think they could win it by a single goal to nil as well. I mean, you look at Liverpool, you know, 19 away goals in 15 matches this season. That's in all competitions. That's including Europa League as well. So 19 and 15, you think, yeah, that's not too bad. I don't know why you're worrying about that so much. 13 of those 19 goals have come in 3 games.
Right.
So, you know, when you start to narrow that down, you think to yourself, well, they haven't scored against West Ham, against Watford, in Sion, against Newcastle. They got the 1-0 win against Sunderland, of course. So one goal in the last 5 matches in all competitions. They put 6 past Southampton, they put 4 past Man City, they put 3 past Chelsea in that little purple patch of away games they had. And that's the 13 goals right there. You know, you think to yourself, 13 of them in 3 games. So effectively, 6 goals in the 12 matches. I think Stoke can keep them out. You mentioned those good results. Not only did they beat Man United and City and Chelsea, they beat them to nil. Why are Liverpool any more potent than any of those three teams? Admittedly, Man United have had the problems. You know, Man City, you know, got them. They really beat them and beat them pretty well. And Chelsea obviously was struggling. But I think Stoke at 21-10 is a bet. And I would even go as far to go for the 1-0 at 7-1. I mean, just for safety's sake, you know, just in case, you know, it's a little bit more open because of players being rested or, you know, whatever, because it's a cup match. You know, I'd probably take the old -1, +1. So Stoke to win by a goal would be the way in here. That's 17-5. If you've never looked at that before, it's on the match handicaps. The middle column. A little bit confusing, but effectively what that means is Stoke to win by a goal, whether it's 1-0, 2, 1-3, 2, etc. But yeah, I like all those. Walters is interesting. I had a fantastic... Before the weekend's game, I questioned how Jonathan Walters could be a shorter price than Marko Arnautovic, and of course he went and scored, didn't he? Well, Walters has got 5 goals against Liverpool in his career. So, you know, and he's got goals in this competition already this season as well, hasn't he, in the League Cup. So, you know, after having questioned his ability as a striker, he scored in the 1-1 draw at Luton, and he also scored in the 1-1 draw at home to Chelsea. Stoke haven't powered their way through here, by the way.
No, they've not.
Penalties to get past Luton, beat Fulham by a single goal. I know you said they were good against Sheffield Wednesday, but Sheffield Wednesday are a Championship team. They beat them 2-0. It was comfy.
It was easy. That I was on in-play radio that night, and they never had a sniff. No. Sheffield Wednesday,
so, as you'd expect, I guess. So it's not like they've battered teams, though. Liverpool, of course, beaten Southampton 6-1 in the previous round. So, but yeah, Stoke by a narrow margin, but Stoke's probably enough for most people at 21-10.
I think so, and I'll be looking forward to that aerial battle in this match, because we saw at the weekend against West Ham, Mikel Antonio and Andy Carroll played kind of up front together, and what happened was they isolated Nathaniel Clyne in the air, and Both goals came from crosses into the box. I think that Stoke have got a couple of players in Jerdan Shaqiri and Marko Arnautovic that can whip dangerous balls in. I just wonder whether they'll be considering playing Peter Crouch in this game.
Perhaps
I could see him playing as well.
Yeah, maybe so. I was just trying to remember that they scored a header, of course, at the weekend, didn't they, Stoke, in their game? And their stat flashed upon Match of the Day, and I was kind of I was half awake. And it was the first header since...
Oh, well, a long time, was it?
Yeah.
A big period.
Well, it was enough of a big period to put up as a start on Match of the Day. So, you know, that's an interesting one. They haven't been scoring that many headed goals. But, yeah, Mark Hughes, if he's got anything about him, we'll prey on that, won't he, and use that aerial.
Definitely. And Liverpool have got a lot of injury worries as well. I mean, this has been pretty well documented. There's a lot of pressure on Christian Benteke. He didn't get any change out of James Collins at the weekend. Daniel Sturridge still out, Danny Ings, Joe Gomez out, Skipper Jordan Henderson is out, Divock Origi is out, James Milner, Jordan Rossett are out. I mean, they're short on personnel at the moment as well, Liverpool here.
Yeah. I think the other thing just to remember is this is two-legged.
Yes.
So, you know, I think if Liverpool went there and lost 1-0, I don't think they'd be absolutely distraught with that. You know, I don't think it'd be the end of the world for them. So I think it'll be quite a cagey first leg, to be honest with you. I don't think either team is going to go absolutely mad. I think they'll both be pretty calm, and I just think Stoke can just edge it in the end. I just think that Liverpool's firepower away from home isn't that good, and Stoke, as we know, can keep clean sheets against the very best in the competition, i.e. the Premier League.
Yeah, I'm looking at the goal scorer markets here. If Peter Crouch starts, I'll be backing him at 14-5 to score any time. John Walters, same applies at 14-5. Ryan Shawcross is a big outsider. Good in the air, 10-1. He is to score any time in that match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.